Hello, everyone, and welcome to your midweek trashiness.
Trashy Breakups Edition. I'm Alicia.
My name's Stacy. So you were working on a thing that's very current, and then like a couple hours ago, I heard you exclaim
make a whoop
loudly,
a trashy whoop,
and start shouting a prominent tabloid name. So
before we begin our Trashy Breakups episode today, just want to make a note that it's a weird week for a lot of people. It's kickoff of the fall holiday season, and we're just going to have some fun today. I would like to talk to you, though, about all the things I thought of that we have to be thankful for as we begin this week's episode. Have a little magic mirror here with some autumn color sparkles on it. I want to give a big shout out for the best time ever on our weird mini Atlanta meetup that happened this past Sunday to Tracy, Joyanna, Esther, and Amy. What a delightful Sunday afternoon.
It was wonderful to hang out. Yeah, that was fun.
Tracy, your Trash Pandas Here sign was fantastic.
Yes.
If the lady that I asked was a Trash Panda who was not is listening, hi, welcome to the Trash Panda Nation.
We're sorry.
It was a lot of fun. No, we made friends. It was good.
Eventually.
So much to be thankful for. Let me continue. Britney, free of her conservatorship. Taylor Swift, reclaiming her music.
Lindsay Lohan is apparently acting again. I've heard that 2007 is feeling very good about itself.
2007's feeling great. So is yesterday. If y'all haven't caught up on your Trashy Divorces feed, we posted a quick little drop yesterday announcing something really, really cool coming, your 10-minute of Daily Joy podcast called Love Letters 2. That's live for you now with 3 advanced episodes before it launches on December 6th.
Very exciting stuff.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's just a little 10-minute cupcake of the delightful and unexpected. Mm-hmm. And I encourage y'all to check it out. Tune in. If you like trashy, this is the antidote.
You're going to lower people's blood pressure. You're going to bring the temperature down. You're changing the culture. Okay, go ahead.
So much to be thankful for.
Sure.
It is the Love Letters 2 week, and I am in love. And maybe, just maybe, I had to rewrite all of what I was going to do this week and just start over from scratch, because maybe the headlines are writing themselves in this one. The trashy divorce that I secretly wish for. Like, not in a mean way, like,
right,
in a I fully support Tori Spelling way and inherently root for her success and her living her best life, whatever that success and best life may be. In my personal opinion, I think her greatest success will come when she does wash that man right out of her hair. I'm a believer in living your best life, and I make no secret that I am Team Tori through the entire Tori and Dean saga.
Well, then the current rumor verse must be making you quite happy.
I think it's happening. I've had my eye on this, like, legit, y'all, for years. We've been keeping patrons up on Dumpster Dive. However, it's holiday time this week. We don't often do trashy divorces before they're done, but with the literal latest headlines of like a whoop hour ago, couldn't be more topical. I'd be doing y'all a dirty if I did not catch you up, Trash Panda Nation, on all the happenings with Tori and Dean.
Who we covered. We covered their prior relationships.
We covered their previous relationships, Dean's divorce and Tori's divorce, their first divorces back in June of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use a little bit of a reminder of their get together for this episode, just so we remember how Tori and Dean got together.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to let Tori Spelling know, you don't need him anyway. The song for this week's episode, ever dear to my heart, one of my very favorite songwriters, Kristen Hall. Her song, I Don't Need You Anyway. Kristen Hall is an Atlanta legend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She is part of Sugarland's breakthrough success when they broke out. Kristen is an immensely talented songwriter. This song for this week's theme is from her Real Life Stuff 1990 album. Your face just melted because it's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's got all the feels.
Was in constant rotation in my car when I was in high school.
100%. All the feels. And honestly, so does Tori. So let's get into it. Let us remember and celebrate the trashy 2005 hookup of Tori and Dean, everyone's favorite opposing signs matchup. Okay, these are opposite signs. Taurus, Scorpio. Opposite signs are a lot like magnets and polarity. They're either really, really going to attract, but when they aren't attracting, they are repelling. These two. There's a lot happening in a Taurus, Scorpio opposing sign love relationship. Our opposing signs, these two, are going to lock eyes in Ottawa one night filming a television movie. That's all it takes.
Nothing good ever comes from Ottawa, people. What do I always say? I'm kidding.
You Ottawa, reconsider that. I like Canada. Cheers to Canada.
Yes.
Tori will say in her 2009 memoir, Storytelling, "It was love at first sight. I fell so hard. Then I noticed he was wearing a wedding ring. When someone asked, he pulled out photos of his children and, oh yeah, I had a husband too.
Oh God.
It was fun to flirt, but I knew nothing would happen. But Dean and I went to a bar after dinner and we spent the night at Cartier Place. The following day, when I woke up next to Dean, I had no regrets. Something was really wrong with my marriage."
Do you think they just talked all night? Do you think they...
Probably.
It was very chaste.
I would say that, except for she continues the quote and says, "Not only because I slept with this guy, though that certainly wasn't a positive sign,
yeah,
but because I didn't regret it." There's an airplane ride home. On this airplane ride, there is a vomit bag that is written with all their life goals that they are planning the morning after their opposing sign matchup. That is how instant and immediate all of this happens. But small complication, they're both married, and that was a pretty fun weekend in Ottawa, and now we have to go home and be with our spouses. Everybody, all four participants in this, all have very different stories, but Tori will tell her husband, Charlie. This is again from Storytelling. "I told him I'd never been in love with him. I told him, and he'd been a friend to me, and I married him because he was a great guy and a guy who took care of me, and Charlie didn't want to hear it. He kept saying, 'Where is all this coming from? We have a perfect relationship.' Then he turned to me, 'Did you cheat on me?' And I said, 'Yes.' And he said, 'It was with Dean, wasn't it?' I said, 'Yes.' He said, 'I should have known.'" Dean, for his part, gets home, quickly files divorce papers for Mary Jo. And Mary Jo is like, "What in the hell is going on?" And Dean is like, "Tori is my dream girl." And Mary Jo's like, "You've known her 3 weeks. We have a marriage and a kid and a life and a child. And we're in the process of adopting another child."
Yikes.
"What in the Sam hell is wrong with you?" Right? There's a lot going on.
And she has gone on to be a sort of prominent personality in Canada, right?
She's a Canadian charm. She's delightful. She wrote a book on surviving divorce. Like, Mary Jo is fantastic.
For her. Okay.
You should go back and listen to that episode. Right. It was really, really good.
Right.
Okay. Even though there's a lot happening in this time frame, Tori and Dean cannot keep away from each other, which naturally gets the press really, really into it. And the press is reporting everything. And now the press isn't just reporting what Tori and Dean are doing. They're reporting what Mary Jo and Charlie are doing. Front page news. This is the story of summer, fall of 2005. If you are into headline tabloid culture.
Right. Trash candy.
But hey, Christmas comes around and we know all about Hallmark Christmas TV movies. Dean will propose to Tori on Christmas Eve, 2005. But his divorce is not final from Mary Jo until February 2006.
Okay. So they've known each other months. Like, this is a very well thought out thing that's happening, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. And Mary Jo, Canada's sweetheart, is going to go back to Canada. And people love her there. They'll stop her on the street and be like, "That Dean did you dirty." She's like, "Yeah." Okay. So Tori, for her part, has a prenup. And admittedly, the nicest guy in the universe, her first husband, Charlie, That divorce happens in April of 2006. 11 days after Tori's divorce is finalized from Charlie, it is off to Fiji. So their exes are out.
Right.
Tori and Dean get married 2006. Now, there are some complications. Number one, Tori's parents, Aaron and Candy Spelling, have spent $1 million 2 years before for Tori to marry the love of her life. Also, Aaron and Candy, a little, you know, I'm not sure if you know, but like, we're private people. We control our narrative, and you've been headline news every day, and the family relationship is a little bit strained. In June of that year, Aaron Spelling passes away without actually having seen Tori, and the family's grief-stricken, and there's a $600 million fortune. Tori gets $800,000, so does her brother. And Candy's like, you know, I know my kids. If you grow up with a limitless amount of money, you don't have responsibility for it. And Tori likes to spend. And this is the way it's going to be. Tori also now is married to Dean. So Tori, always rooting for her success, starts a reality TV empire.
I was going to say, they're both actors. This, like, should go okay.
Boots out five kids. First kid, 2007. Another kid, yikes, 2008. They have a reality show. And, my secret thing, like, Tori and Dean is the thing that I watch. I don't know why. I have a
soft spot
for the ups and downs and tears and the things that you just don't expect. But Tori really is Team Tori. I'm rooting for her. She's a Taurus girl. She's charming in what she discloses. She kind of lets it all hang out. Like, certainly she's controlling part of the narrative, but sometimes I'm just like, girl, why did you put that on TV? Anyway, 2010, they renew their vows, which is a little early in the marriage structure, trashy divorces schema to do that sort of thing, but it's what you do when you almost break up because these two and their opposing sign thing, yikes. Okay, they have another kid in 2011, another in 2012. 5 months after the last baby, Tori's pregnant again. This one is tough. She's on bed rest. It's.
Are they Catholic? What is happening here?
Tori is
just
want
a big family.
Yeah, they wrote it on their vomit bag.
Okay.
How many kids they were gonna have on the plane ride back from Ottawa, babe?
You
Ottawa, pay attention.
Ottawa should, I guess.
Okay, so Tori is having a really difficult pregnancy, but Dean isn't really like roughing it out with Tori because Dean is cheating on Tori. And it's December 2013 when the tabloids come out from the fallout of one of these hookups.
Classy stuff.
Classier. Dean, to justify his behavior, said the thing that you definitely want your married man husband to say, which is about the wife and the relationship, not necessarily taking account for your personal behavior. But Dean's like, yeah, we don't have sex. And it's, you know, Tori's
she has
fault
squeezed out five babies.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So I find Dino's story a little difficult to believe. Like, sex is what these two do.
Right.
Okay. So here comes the season of that season back then of True Tori. Oh, God, there were tears. There was counseling. Dean goes in for intimacy, addiction, and substance abuse issues. Tori's going to pay like $70,000 to help her husband get back on track. I will bring this up again because this was a beautiful moment in TV, this season of True Tori. God bless Tori Spelling. There's a scene where she's crying. I mean, she cries the whole season, but there's this one particular scene and Dean's talking with her like, babe, we can totally change. We can lead a normal life. And she really wants to believe it. And it is some class A gaslighting. But the very best part of the scene is that there is an iguana on. He's telling her they can really live like normal people, and there's an iguana perched on the shoulder.
Giant iguana chilling on him. Okay.
Oh my God. So 2014, Mary, Joe, and Tori meet. They're trying to make it work for the family. Keep in mind, Tori is footing the bills of Dean's child support when Dean can pay because Tori's working her ass off. There's another vow renewal. There's another baby on the way. There's still money troubles. And Tori always hustling to try to make ends meet for her family because honestly, she is a devoted mother. And I think that this is has continued long enough because she is that devoted to her kids. But whoa. I've had my eye on these two, just kind of waiting with all the adultery, all the family togetherness, the narrative you put out there, the vow renewals.
I can vouch that you pay so much attention to these two people.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors this week. And when we come back, I'm literally going to talk about the latest ripped from the headline news.
Great.
Is in like an hour and a half ago reported because, whoa. See you on the flip.
Hey, Trash Pandas. Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find. Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots in relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least two adjacent dots of the same color to make a move. And remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing Two Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Okay, Alicia, so we've been reintroduced to Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott. What's happening now?
Holy cats. All right. So all sources that I'm using in this have been listed at trashydivorces.com. They're in show notes as well. I picked a number of just pretty all-around general wrap-ups. I'm going to be using Johnny Mackey's piece from Us Weekly, as well as Leah Bitsky from Page Six. E! Online has done some reporting on this as well. I got so excited about it, everything kind of jumbled together in my notes, but the sources are there if you want to check them out. A source, an exclusive source, a source close to the couple, has revealed much to Us Weekly, saying the couple, Tori and Dean, are not in a healthy place. It's gotten really bad, and those close to them feel like it won't last much longer. The duo is not quite so dynamic. The insider continues, saying they can't stand to be around each other. There's a lot of tension built up. Again, the source reiterates, no matter what happens, their kids will come first and always be their number one priority.
Which is good.
100% good. I will just chime in saying I think this is a very relatable thing with trashy divorces. Couples stay together because of the kids. They'll be better off if we stay together, but nobody's better off watching you live a sad and miserable life. I promise you that your kids support you being happy and wanting to live your best life. And if that means you don't live a life with your spouse because they make you miserable, God, go, go, go. Anyway, March this year. Okay, not that we haven't had our eye on it for a long time, but it really started kicking up in spring. March this year, Tori is seen without her wedding ring on. That's when rumors begin. By June, Tori is reporting that her kids and her dogs sleep in her bed. Dean had been off filming, and Tori will say, since he left, this is not good, you guys. But since he left and he was gone for 6 months filming in another country, they all stayed with me. So I currently have four in the bedroom with me who have yet to go back to their rooms. Because she's addressing, like, are you sleeping in separate bedrooms?
Okay.
She's like, yeah, because I have dogs and kids who sleep with me because my husband's been gone for 6 months. However, an insider source will say that same month in June, Tori and Dean have been having major issues for over a year now. The fact that she's talking about sleeping in separate beds is very telling. She wouldn't do that unless things were really not great between them. Tori knows her kids, see what she says online, so for her to say something publicly means the end could be very near. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. 2 months later, Tori says the kids are transitioning back to their own beds. But now both of them are being seen in public without their wedding rings.
I mean, is he still off in another country filming?
No, he's back.
Okay.
Oh, he's back in present because
He
has fist fights to get into.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Fantastic.
So in August of this year, Tori co-hosts E! News Daily Pop for two shows, and Dean is cheering her on Instagram, so it's fine. But in September, Tori and Dean are seen together for the first time in months and months and months. And it's at the Malibu Chili Cook-Off. They've been going since the kids were, like, wee.
Okay.
It's a tradition.
You do not think about Malibu having a chili cook-off, but there you go.
To each its own.
It's actually just a community like any other, full of people like this.
They sidestep the question. Dean explains in September they're not wearing their wedding rings because Tori forgot to put hers back on when she washed her hands back in March. I don't know.
Yes, because in COVID times, we go months without a good hand wash.
He'll go on, Dean will, an appearance of the Feminine Warrior podcast, saying he lost his during a game of golf.
I feel like there are reasons to be skeptical here.
Well, he doesn't believe that you should have a reason to be skeptical. He will further comment on the rumors. Dean would trashily tell you, Stacey, that it's just weird that people need to know what's going on with Tori and Dean. She's not wearing a ring. Why do you need to know that? How is that going to affect your day?
Dean, let me introduce you to Alicia.
I have a deep personal stake in the happiness and success of your wife, and I have seen you treat her kind of like a garbage person for a decade and a half. And your kids are adorable, and she's adorable. And I think that that bird could fly, baby, fly if she dumped you as baggage, my friend. Yes, that is your wife. I digress. That is my own personal opinion. Mm-hmm. Please, no one sue me. Those are not trashy divorces is not to be held responsible for what I just said.
I believe that that's protected First Amendment speech.
October arrives this year. Last month. Like literally, just a few weeks ago. It's all happening so fast.
It was just a few weeks ago.
I don't know why I'm deeply invested, but it does matter to me, Dean. It matters to me a lot.
Okay.
I think because I've dated Dean. I haven't dated Dean McDermott, but I've dated...
That type?
That type. And I know how good it is when you're free. And, oh, there's a great quote here. Let's talk about the gaslighting. Like, I can't. Okay. October. Tori is seen outside an attorney's office with a legal pad reading assets support custody, which again stirs everything back up, not like it's ever died down.
Ooh, solve that mystery. No, go ahead.
Again, insider sources in October. They're staying together for the kids' sake. Well, for the kids' sake, they all go to Disneyland. And that was a lot of fun because now neither one are wearing their rings. They both look miserable, but the kids are like in Disney euphoria, which is great. They suck it up, go together to the park, saying the kids don't know what's going on. But I swear to you, those sweet children actually do know what's going on and would like you to live your best lives. Another insider now is confessing that Tori totally wants a divorce, but she feels trapped. Oh. We talked about this back on Dumpster Dive a while ago. Remember when the two get in a fight and Dean goes missing for 2 days?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He has
this missing weekend of what up? Okay, none of that has been, it's been bad since then. Because when he shows back up, remember he's like, hey, babe, I know I've been missing for 2 days, but I'm going to sue you for child support. Now, can you imagine what a gut that is after Tori working her ass off to pay your other kid's child support? Like, dude. Tori, though, not phased at this time because she's like, hey, Dean, you signed a prenup. You're not going to get any money if we break up. Which is why Tori is at the lawyer, because if he does get any kind of custody of the kids, if he proves himself to be a worthy father, which keep going, Dean, like, 2 hours ago, not looking good for you, man. He could get child support, which made Tori really, really angry. Insiders say she went ballistic and she got pissed at her legal counsel.
Yeah, in his defense, though, I mean, the preference of a divorce court will be to have joint custody between the two parents who are, in a perfect world, co-parenting well, and the richer will give money to the poorer of the two of them.
I think it's the co-parenting well, which is, Dean could be, I've got some good stuff in here about Dean and being a fantastic dad. So try to balance out both parts of this story.
Okay.
By Halloween, end of October, Tori Spelling has decided that she does not need him anyway. And she will show up as a dead and bloodied bride for Halloween. And have you seen these pictures?
I have
not. Your eyes just got real wide. Oh, she's fantastic.
I feel like over the summer, she went out one time and just really had like done a very glam kind of makeover. And
oh, she's been seen out a few times in different spots looking fantastic.
Yeah.
On top of the, sitting on a rainbow.
Yeah,
girl.
Like Kardashian level California stylish.
Yeah, which, she's had like mommy's night out with friends where she's looking fantastic.
But no, I did not see the bloodied bride Halloween. Well done, Tori.
Yeah,
well
done. So yeah, dead and bloodied bride is her Halloween look, which was really great. She will tell on her Insta in this cryptic message, never look back.
Is it cryptic?
Wink.
Yeah.
Oh, these, like, you really should look up the pictures. They're fantastic. Okay. She's holding Pennywise's hand. It's, I don't know why I am deeply committed
to
the success and happiness of Tori Spelling, but I am.
Absolutely going to look these pictures up.
Okay. So I thought the last bit of news on this, which is why I had sat on this. I'm like, oh, this is a good story for some time. Let me just make a note and keep updated on what's happening month by month. I thought this was going to be the last thing, which was the holiday card statement. Tori unveils her family's holiday card. It's a few days ago, but Dean is not in the picture. Tori is with the five kids and all of their farm animals with love. From our farm to your home, XOXO Tori and family. Hashtag family is everything. It's awesome. Okay. Dean celebrates his 55th birthday not too long ago. So he will post, it's my 55th birthday today. I'm starting to open presents. I got one here from Hattie Cat for Dad. It says, "For Dad, I love you so much. You're so kind. You're so loving, and I'm so happy to be your kid. You're the best dad I could ask for." These two canvases that Dean shows off are horror-inspired art from his daughter. Everybody had fun on Halloween, and they're a creepy, creepy Halloween theme. Dean will open a card from his kids. All of his kids sign it, but it is not signed by his wife. Okay, those were the last things.
Were they?
Hey, guys, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to... No! Because this afternoon at 1:30, page 6 breaks the news that Dean McDermott gets into a fist fight amid Tori Spelling divorce rumors. Dean McDermott was photographed getting into a fist fight while playing hockey in L.A. amid rumors that he and Tori Spelling are going through a divorce. Things got heated on the ice rink when the former Chopped Canada host, 55, was spotted throwing punches at an unknown opponent on Monday.
Classy.
55 years old. Do you know what I think about when I think about this scene is in Gilmore Girls when Luke and Christopher get in a fight over the Christmas village in the middle of Stars Hollow? Oh, God, it's one of the best scenes from Gilmore Girls ever. We'll have to link to that.
Okay.
Page 6 will continue saying, "Fortunately, both men were protected with helmets and knee pads as they tussled in their skates." Dude, how old are you, man? 12?
Look, hockey's a very violent game.
Tori was seen moving boxes into an undisclosed location as well.
Well, a separate home.
I mean...
Undisclosed location.
I was trying to cover myself after that big burst
at an undisclosed location. Photographed, no less. But yeah, she appears to perhaps be residing separately. Yeah.
That is up to the minute latest news I can give you.
Ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines about Tori and Dean.
Like, that headline is still hot.
55 years old. Dean, keep going like this. You're not going to have the argument for any kind of custody money. Tori. Okay, no one else needs to listen. I haven't done this in a while. Tori Spelling, from me to you, my heart to yours, I want you to live your best life. I am rooting for your success. As well as her kids and her family.
Yeah. It does seem like Tori and Dean may end up being the first trashy divorces subjects that we cover twice.
Oh, special record. I don't know. Like, yeah. I have seen her work her tail off trying to sustain a family unit. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is always busy. She's always hustling. And in my opinion, First Amendment opinion, I just don't see the same hustle from Dean, right? There is a quote, I'm sorry, I forgot to read it. She talks in 2019 about, oh, he listens to me now. But, you know, women just talk a lot more and have so many more needs. And it's such a weird quote because I'm like, no, babe, you're gaslit. Tori, get free. Fly away, little bird. Fly away. Dean. Photographed fist fights on the hockey rink. Not a good look. That's trashy.
It might really just be hockey. Okay. All right.
Don't puck with me.
Whoa. Yeah, look at you.
High,
wow.
High humor today.
I bet even the Canadians will like that one.
Thanks, everybody.
So, yeah, is that...
That's it.
Does that bring us to today? Literally today?
My heart is full.
Yeah.
With all of my hope for...
The happiness of Tori Spelling.
I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Team Tori. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Trashy Breakups. We hope you have a delightful week, whether it's filled with holiday or summer plans at the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
Just go be trashy. Go be awesome.
Wherever you are in the world. But yeah, like Americans, happy Thanksgiving.
Trash Pandas, we support your happiness. Go get it on. Whatever that looks like
whatever,
to you.
Whatever it looks like.
We'll be back on Sunday with brand new trashy divorces. Maybe construction has stopped. It's a little tricky to tell.
In the meantime,
be sure to check out Love Letters 2 podcast in the meantime before we see you on Sunday. And now in the meantime, keep your hands clean.
Keep your hearts trashy.
Have a great week, y'all. We'll see you on Sunday.
Ample butter on the mashed potatoes.
So much butter. Oh, you introduced me to the concept of a gravy glass today, which my whole world has changed. Cheers, friends. Big love.
Bye.
And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram. And definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.